Welcome to the Taboo Podcast, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, seven-figure moneymaker, and founder and head witch of the Taboo Institute. WTF is the taboo, you ask? It's the vortex of transformation that is experienced when people claim the magic of the taboo, woo, and Y-O-U. It's a way of being that invites you to question the status quo and dismantle the outdated hierarchical paradigms and structures that have been sucking your soul, and instead follow the signs of your turn on and true knowing to create fulfilling and sustainable success your way, aka without ever sacrificing your purpose, passions, and priorities in the process. After all, I'm a firm believer that true transformation happens when you're able to unapologetically claim and express your fullest, most multidimensional self. It's time to ditch the norm, embrace the provocative, and reach next levels of impact and income by invoking the taboo. Hey everyone, welcome back to another Taboo episode. I am here with Vicky, and we have a third special guest with us here today. We have Juliana Frisoli, and she's a Taboo student, and I am so excited to introduce you to her because I feel like we have a lot in common, and just whenever I see things that you're posting out on the internet, I'm like, I totally resonate with that. And I feel like you've shared with me, like, I think I would have written that. So I feel very connected to you in a lot of ways, and especially because of what you were saying before we hit record about your provocateur coming out. And we're going to be talking about that more in this episode. But before we get into all that, I'm already clearly so excited that I'm babbling. I want you to introduce yourself to everybody and share a little bit about who you are, your magic, and anything else that's on your heart and soul.
Yeah, totally. All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Juliana. I am a success coach and business consultant, and I work with my clients to really activate their magic. Everything that I do is based on who you are as a person. So we take your unique personality, your unique way of doing things, and really amplify your personality while infusing sales psychology into your business.
Again, a lot of that, I just feel like, yep, check, I so resonate with that too. So
it's like the Enneagram 4 in us, totally. We're like, yes. Everyone has to be unique.
Exactly. Like, if not, it is soul crushing to us. Yeah. So I love that. And I'd love to hear a little bit before we dive into the juice of this episode, where did you first get started with your coaching career? How did you first come onto this scene, and how long have you been around? And if you could share like a little bit in like 2 minutes or less about just like your quick evolution, origin story, anything that can help listeners understand where you've been and where you're landing today.
Totally. Yeah. My story is so not linear at all. So I will try to keep this short. There's like two parts that have come together to help me grow to where I am now. So the first part of that is that I have my background in sales, marketing, and social media before, like, my last, like, quote unquote, big girl corporate job that I had was working for GoDaddy as a social media manager and content specialist. I've also been really into like spirituality, witchcraft, energy healing, mindset, all that good stuff since 2015, but never like was like, oh, I like want a business, but I couldn't really see myself doing it. And then once I graduated college and I started working corporate, I was like, I hate this. I can't do it. I was literally only there from March to October before I went and got my yoga teacher training certificate because there was a studio that I was going to that I loved. And so I quit my job with like no backup plan, no savings, nothing, which looking back on it was like, wow, because I'm like, I like to play it safe kind of person a lot of the time. And I was like, I'm going to teach yoga and I'm going to read tarot and I'm going to do holistic healing. And so I did that for a while, but I realized with that, I still had to be in a certain place in a certain time, and I wasn't my own boss, and I wanted to work for myself. So I realized like what I was doing with my tarot clients, because that was like the biggest sector of my business, that and the yoga teaching. I was like, mostly what I'm doing is coaching. Like, it's very like advice-based tarot. Like, that's the way that I read. It's very down to earth, very practical. So I was like, let me like see what this whole mind coaching, mindset coaching, manifestation coaching is all about. So I started there. And then as I was building my business and like taking courses, I realized I actually have a lot more knowledge than a lot of the people out here teaching this stuff, since I have like a background in marketing. And people started coming to me being like, yo, can you teach me about content? Like, tell me about this branding that you're doing. And I was like, okay. So then I swung really far in that direction. And then I had to like kind of come back to center. And now I mix it all together with doing like the strategy consulting, where we do go really in depth in like the higher level strategy, but also with like the energy healing and the mindset work and really just like tying it all together. And that's where I'm at now. And I love it. So, whoo, I feel like I sprinted that pretty well.
Yeah, that was a beautiful origin story. The queen of messaging and the raw method. I see those two phrases as being like signature, unique to you. I know that the raw method is a unique methodology that you have created. And I'm curious, if I was to be in your client seat, in your magic seat, what is the experience that I would have when you blend business strategy with intuitive guidance and like magic activation, like self-expression? Like, you know a little bit about me? Mm-hmm. I'm curious, briefly, where would you take me?
Ooh, this is interesting. Like you specifically, because I'm like, I feel like you already are so expressed in who you are, which is like a lot of the work that I do with people. I would love to take like your personality and really just like amplify the messaging and the branding and like have the essence of Vicky like come out in your content, come out in your messaging, like have a visual brand and a personal brand that like really speaks to who you are and your magic, and like so people can feel that essence just by looking at like your social media, your website, all of that without talking to you. Cause when you talk to you, it's like, oh, like you're so powerful. I can feel your energy so much. And I find that so much with people who are like more misty deathsy, where like you speak to them and you're like, oh my gosh, you come across so differently, like on your social media feed or on your website. And so I feel like I love to like take that magic and like kind of mix it with the more practical wind and chaos matter and knowing like strategic things to make that come through to people.
Oh, I'm excited. The reason why I asked that is because I've moved away from program development inside of the Taboo Institute. I'll always be teaching faculty. And I raised my hand to come into marketing and sales. And the reason why I decided to come into the Taboo world is because as a business owner, that wasn't my strong suit. So I now need to express myself more on the outside of the Taboo world. And I'm like, I kind of need my raw. And this is Leo season. We're in the midst of it right now. Oh my God, it's the Leo new moon. I'm getting goosebumps. I need to learn how to shine in the spotlight more. And without even knowing it, I actually look to you as that person. So thank you for being in the world doing what you're doing. I don't know what about this raw kind of self-expression I'm yearning for, but I'm really ready to be out in the world. Yeah. On behalf of all of us misty witches who fear being visible, whether it's fear of coming out of the metaphorical closet or whether we have that witch wound that we still carry, we need your flamey power to be out there shining so that we have something to look to, a possibility portal that we could see ourselves in. But I really, really honor the way that you see me anyway, and I'm like representative of many tab witches out there. You see that the way that we express ourselves needs to be different, and not all of us can be wild lions.
Yeah, it like comes through so much when I'm like speaking to you face to face or even like in the DMs, But I feel like what I see with like not only you, but other Mist and Depths primary people is like that magic doesn't translate as much in content, in marketing, in like the strategic side of things.
Exactly. It's like, and I think there's so many like, of
yeah.
Sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, if you can take that and like put that out there and like let people feel you without having to like show up and be face to face with someone, that's so powerful.
Yeah. I wonder if there's probably many Lexi, tell me if I'm on the right track here, that there'd be many people out there who feel like they are the best kept secret. Like they know them.
I've been literally like chomping at the bit here about to be like, it is all about being that best kept secret. Vicky, you've been like the best kept. That's so funny. Of course you would say that, but it's so true. And I feel like you have been for so long, this like in taboo world, like the best kept secret. Whenever anyone's like, oh, I get Voxer support from Vicky, I get a one-on-one coaching session with Vicky. Like what? It's like, oh my gosh, people are drooling because you are pure magic. And everyone inside of the taboo world knows it, feels it, has experienced it. And so that's what I was just going to say is like, I'm excited for you not to be this best kept secret, and other people in the taboo world who, like Juliana was saying, are more of those Mist and Depths people who are so powerful, who are such profound healers. It's time for their magic to come out and no more secrets, like shout it from the rooftops, because yeah, there's just so much magic to be shared. And I love that, Juliana, you were like just spot on with that. So, so good.
Yeah. Vicky, you're amazing. You're a huge reason why I joined Taboo.
I'm gushing. I feel, thank you for starters for answering that question for me, knowing that like that was a personal question on the podcast. And I want this to be about our listeners, and I want this to be about you, Juliana. And I just wait, why that led in that direction? I feel like I'm representing so many of the audience. Yeah. So thank you for seeing me. And I would love for you to take this conversation, Lexi, come on in regards to being the provocateur. Like how to bridge that gap between being shit scared of putting ourselves out there and yet having this deep desire, yearning to serve, knowing that we have to show up out there to do that.
Yeah. So I think I would say, like, first and foremost, it wasn't always easy for me to be this person, like this provocateur. Like it was natural to me, because if I look back to who I was as a kid, I was that kid who was like, watch me dance. Like, I'm awesome. Like big Leo vibes. But then when I got into the school system, I was like severely bullied, and it really dimmed my light. And then I had a pattern in like my teen years and like early 20s of getting into like mentally abusive relationships, and that dimmed my light even more. So when I first started my business, I was not confident in showing up. Like that was the hardest part for me, because I had the strategy knowledge and that was all easy for me. And like, I hid behind my written content for a really long time, because I was like, oh, I can write, like, this is fine, this isn't scary. But like showing up and showing my face took me a long time. I remember like the first time I did like an Instagram story, even though that's like not live, I was like so scared. I was shaking. I was like super nervous, but I just kept challenging myself to show up and do it, because I was at that point in my journey where staying in my comfort zone was not an option for me. But like, as I've evolved, as I've grown, I've like reclaimed that Leo energy, like really reclaimed that provocateur. And it's had to come with a lot of me having to be really confident in who I am and in being different than what you typically see in like the spiritual energetics mindset space, because I have a little bit of a different flavor. And as the provocateur, like, I'm very playful, I'm very sassy, I'm very sarcastic in the way that I say things. And like, I love to point out kind of like the BS that's going on in the industry. And people definitely take it the wrong way sometimes. I recently really activated someone who was actually like a very big name coach who makes millions and millions of dollars. And like, she commented on my post and then like blocked me and like made a post about my post. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. But it kind of is that proof to me that I'm like in my zone of genius, in my magic. And I've really learned that like I am super polarizing and people either love me or they don't resonate with me at all. And I'm okay with that because it feels much better to be that way than like, as opposed to what I was doing before, which in like 2020, I was kind of like hiding behind the strategy, hiding behind the more like consulting based things. Like there was a little bit of mindset and a little bit of spirituality, but I wasn't like fully expressed as me. And that caused me to like not attract the right clients. I was really unfulfilled in my business. And like, even though I had built things up to making a six figure per year income, I hated it. Mm-hmm. And so I had to like, you know, do the flame and expression thing and burn it all down and burn everything to the ground. And then like, start anew, and really just embrace that provocateur and be okay with like turning people off and turning people away and trusting that that's okay and that it's gonna work.
Ooh, so good. And I think this is something that so many people are navigating, especially right now when, you know, cancel culture is also like a whole thing. Yeah. And it can feel, it can feel really dysregulating on all sides. And mm-hmm. so it can be really difficult to navigate, but, just the way that when you said that, like, what did you say exactly? I'm forgetting your exact words, but basically when you were like, yeah, it feels so much better to be able to just be in my truth around this. Me and Vicky both were just like, oh, like, yeah. And just, I think that it can be so scary to voice your opinion, to have that be out there for people to judge, to, you know, scrutinize, to be offended by, whatever it is. And yet feeling like you need to fit in some box or you can only share a portion of yourself is so soul stifling, especially for the provocateur. And it's so interesting that you're saying this because internally inside of Taboo, we've been having conversations about how we've been playing it a bit safe. Me, mm-hmm. myself in particular, I'll raise my hand and say like, I'm kind of bored by like who I've been showing up as. And granted, you know, there was like life things like having a baby that was going on and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That kept me a little bit distracted and not so, you know, out there. But we're like, fuck, we're Taboo. Like that means something. We are a stand for the taboo. We are a stand for the woo. We are not going to be everybody's cup of tea. And the provocateur archetype, I mean, it is my primary taboo type as well. And also just the essence of taboo is very much the provocateur in a lot of ways. And so we're like, fuck, we need to stop, you know, hiding behind our truth and what we want to share. And so I think that it was so perfectly timed that, you know, we're having this episode with you because it is relevant and it's so present, I think, for so many. And so question for you, you talked about in 2020, how you were kind of hiding behind the strategy. And now in 2022, you're speaking your truth. You're maybe ruffling feathers. People are blocking you. And yet, you know, you're grounded in what your truth is. And so for people who are like, ah, like, I don't even know where to start with this. Like, I know that I'm hiding parts of me, or I know that there's truths that I want to be speaking, but it feels really difficult to do that. Are there any nuggets of wisdom or advice that you have that's helped you get to where you are right now?
Yeah. So I'm going to bring it back to my Roar method, because literally everything I do is based on this. So step one is rewrite your story, and step two is own your strengths. So those two together are really the pieces where it's like, first you have to do that dismantling and that like deconditioning. And I had to do a lot of that because I had a lot of stories about like, I'm not good enough to be who I am. Like people don't like me. I don't make friends. Other women don't like me. Like I could go on and on and on and on about all of these stories that I had that I was telling myself that were not serving me and that didn't feel good. And so I had to take that. And I'm big on like, I don't like the idea of changing who you are. I like the idea of becoming more of who you're meant to be underneath the conditioning. And so for me, rewrite your story is about taking what's there and not trying to get rid of it, but like working with those stories, with those shadows, and integrating them and like rewriting the way that you see that. So like, okay, I see it this way and that's not serving me. What can I actually make that mean? And like, how can I dive into that and figure out like maybe why that story wasn't coming up? Like what is actually the truth there? What do I want to believe? What story is going to serve me? And so I think that's a great place to start, is really just observing like from a neutral standpoint. Like what are these stories that I have? And then what do they mean? Like, why are they there? And what could I make this mean instead? And I mean, just to throw a course out there, mind crafting is great for that. I love mind crafting. Doing that as a SMCC was super fun. And then own your strengths is like, once you've done that deconditioning and you kind of know a little bit more about like who you are at your core, it's like looking at all of those parts of your life where like you feel most lit up, where you feel most in your magic, where you feel most like in alignment with your soul's work, your purpose. And a lot of the time what I do with my clients is I'm like, who were you as a kid? Because I think, I mean, depending on, you know, our family situations and all of that, but like really, really young, like before school age, before society kind of has a chance to like get a hold on us, I think we're a lot more authentic, especially in those moments where we have those like significant memories where we do feel more alive and more expressed. And it's like those memories that are like super lit up in our heads and super bright. They're either really positive or really negative, but like looking at those super positive ones, I think can tell people a lot about like who they actually are and when they feel most aligned with their strengths, their purpose, their unique magic.
I love that so much. And can we hear what A and R are?
Yes.
On the Roar Method? Because yeah, you've opened a loop, which is very strategic.
I know.
But now I'm like, for us, we want to know.
Yes. So rewrite your story, own your strengths, activate your magnetism, and radiate your power. So activate your magnetism is very much that like client attraction, the branding, the messaging, like the sales strategy, the like sales systems, the funnels, all that fun stuff that's going to like bring aligned people into your world. But based on who we have rediscovered that you are, and like based on your strengths. So it all builds on each other. And then radiate your power is very much about like visibility and like getting yourself out there, like being seen, like podcast features, media features, just massively growing your audience, like basically just like putting yourself all over the internet or in person, if that's what you want to do. And then it all ties together with like the underlying thing is roar with your message. So it's like, it all comes back to like, who are you? How can we put you out there? How can we like make you be seen? And yeah, kind of like taking you from like the best kept secret to like making you this internet star where you're changing people and you're transforming lives and you're impacting the world in a super positive way with your message and also making a shitload of money while you do it.
Yes, yes, yes to all of that. Oh, can we, I get that you have big visionary dreams just in the way that you are speaking. Your language is visionary. It is optimistic, and fierce, like so damn powerful. Personal question. Was there ever a time when you thought that it wasn't possible that recently? Was there a time recently where you thought, I'm going too big, I'm going to be too much, these visionary dreams are like way too out there? Because that's what I've been thinking, and I'm wondering if other people would love to hear your nuggets of wisdom of nothing's ever too big or too much or too impossible.
Yeah, I fully believe that anything is possible with the right mindset, energy, and strategy. Like, that's what I tell people. It takes all three. Like, the way that I see it, like, it's a trifecta. It really is. But I mean, as like the visionary, which that's like, I have my own little archetype system, like how you guys have like the taboo types. I have my own. There's five of them. I am the visionary. So it's really hard for me to scale it back. Like, I can see the big picture, and I love like living in wind and chaos land, like strategizing all day, making the plans, like writing out like these big picture ideas. I always have lots of ideas, but then figuring out like, okay, how do I get from where I'm at now to like there, and the day by day and the step by step and the actual implementation stuff, that's really hard for me. So sometimes I beat myself up around that, and that's like been my biggest theme, is like, it's hard for me to make myself do the things in the day to day, because like, I want to be there already, but I know it takes commitment, right? Like, it's, you know, we would all love to like pop a magic pill, wave our wands, and like be there already, but it takes commitment and aligned action. And I do believe that business can feel easy and fun when you find actions that like are aligned with your personality and the way that you like to show up and the way that like you want to express yourself out into the world.
Yeah.
But it still requires doing things.
Yeah. Yesterday on the podcast, we talked about acting as if, and when that works for us and when it doesn't. And I feel like that gap between our visionary dreams and actualizing them, acting as if is a passive way of getting there, but yeah, without that aligned action. But I also wonder too, without your aligned strategy, like when I think about the provocateur, which is not a part of my natural constitution when we're talking taboo types, challenging the status quo, like questioning all the conditioning that we have personally and what society has, like awakening people to their unique magic. Like it's almost like, and just doing that and just being the provocateur, that is your strategy that bridges the gap.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like your strategy is dismantling to get there. Like by dismantling, you're building the path, walking the path, and then arriving there. I really do believe that you are a possibility portal for our listeners. And if there's any other nuggets of wisdom that you would like to share before we possibly even move into your taboo experience, I'd like to go there next as well. So does it feel like a good time to transition?
Yes, I feel like I have given, right, like wrap it up with just like, it's okay to be you, and it's okay if not everyone likes you. I feel like that's something we all need to hear, especially in an industry where people love to share their opinions, which is a beautiful thing. But if they're sharing an opinion about you that kind of stings a little, that can be hard. But that's okay.
Yes. And I think like many people, maybe not everybody, but I think a lot of people had this feeling of like, I want everyone to like me. I want everyone to love me. And so that's been something I've been working on as well. It's like, okay, not everyone is gonna love me, so what now? Like, oh shit. So that's like an edge to work with too. It's like the people who are meant to love you and you're meant to be in relation with, etc., it's gonna be a beautiful pairing, and people are gonna love you for you, at least, versus this, you know, false identity of, you know, or a shell of who you really are. So I think that that's super powerful. Thank you for sharing that. When it comes to taboo, why did you say yes to joining this world? And what has been your experience so far? We have a couple more specific questions, but I'm just curious in general, like what intrigued you? What made you say yes? And yeah, let's start there.
Yeah. I think the first thing was like, okay, I remember how I found you, Lexi, and I must've been like following you. And then your content just started like popping up in my feed after, but I found you on a Clubhouse back when Clubhouse was like having its heyday.
And it was barely on there. Wow. Great.
It was on an Enneagram Clubhouse. So I don't know if you remember being on that one, but you were like sharing that you were an Enneagram 4 Wing 3. And like, I was like, oh, who's this girl? Like, she's also my Enneagram type and she has a 7-figure business and ooh, her branding's like really cool. I really like it. So I was like, I'm going to follow her and just see what she's up to.
That's so funny.
And then I feel like some time passed and then like your content started popping up in my feed and I was like, oh, cool. Like, they talk about the realms and like the elements are something that I talk about a lot. And I was like, oh, wow. Like the more I read, I was like, oh, wow. Like the way that this post is written is something that like I would say exactly. And like the more I learned about you and the more I learned about Taboo, I was like, okay, these are my people. And then I attended the Realms Immersion Retreat like back in October of last year. And that was so magical. Vicky gave me so much magic and so many breakthroughs on her sessions. They were like the ones that stood out to me most. And like the community was so cool too. Like I felt honestly like I could be myself and like I wasn't being judged, which is super hard to find in the coaching space, I feel like, because I feel like there's not a lot of communities where like duality is accepted, where it's like, yes, I am this very powerful, magical, mystical being and I'm awesome and empowered, but also like I'm kind of struggling with some shit. And like we all deal with that, whether people want to admit it or not. I think at every level there's some of that. Like there's always going to be a little bit of struggle, self-doubt, like things that we can use support and community and coaching on. And I loved that I felt like I didn't have to show up as like this like perfect, having it all together person to be accepted. And so really for me, I would say like it was the community. Like it's the first time where I felt like, wow, these are like my people, like they get me. I feel at home here. And so that was like the big selling point for me. It was like just being able to like be part of a community where I felt like I fit in.
So true. You so belong. There's a funny, like weird energy that I get when I say that, because everyone belongs in Taboo, but not everyone feels like they belong everywhere. Just like we're not always someone's cup of tea. Either you love it and this is the right time for this community for you, but in regards to community, because as a company, Taboo prioritizes belonging. And having people feel like they are nurtured intimately, that each student knows that they are revered and honored and respected, and we're going to cheerlead them. But that's the team. There's this whole other magic that occurs within the student body where you all come together and support each other, which we have no control over. I guess the energy fosters that. But as far as your student peers, that support is like a whole other magic of its own, and we get to witness that as team. I love it. And I don't have that experience. A few words to kind of describe the student togetherness.
It's just like insanely supportive. I feel like my engagement on my social media is just constantly from like Taboo people, which is awesome. I have, like, yesterday what happened to me is someone was, like, asking for a recommendation for a business coach that does, like, strategy and energy work, and I had, like, several people from the Taboo world recommending me, which was really cool. So it's just, like, so supportive. Like, I love it. Like, I've had clients from the Taboo community. I had like hired people for sessions from the Taboo community. And I feel like we just all vibe together so well, like no matter where we're at on our business journey, that it's just like, I don't know, it's just such a good space to be in.
I love it. And I just feel like the first thing that comes to mind is like these witchy weirdos that I just love yes. so much. But like in the, like, I consider myself a witchy weirdo, but it's like normal is boring. Weird is quote unquote cool in our sphere. And we just really, I think everybody just loves everyone for their weirdness and for their uniqueness and for who they are. And it's like, bring it on. I love just seeing people, even students who I'm like, that's not like my energy or like where, like, or what I'm passionate about, but like seeing other people's passion and the way that they like go all in, like it gets me excited because they're excited. And I just feel like everyone is just so supportive of one another. And it's just, yeah, it's really beautiful to witness each of you supporting each other, both behind the scenes in Taboo, but also like you're saying on social media and in other circles as well, because everyone's raising each other up, which I think is so powerful and beautiful. So community is, you know, incredible. And that's a testament also to every single student who's in it and co-creating it. So bowing down to you because you are a part of that co-creation. And so beyond the community, when we're looking at, you know, enhancing your own craft and your own magic, how has Taboo helped you do that? And I know that you're not complete with your journey yet, but can you tell us a little bit about what you're loving learning inside of Taboo, even maybe the modalities that you're studying and why you chose those, maybe a little bit about your coaching toolkit, whatever is resonating with you. I'd love to hear a little bit more.
Yeah. So I feel like when I joined Taboo, like when I made this decision to join, I was at a place where I was like, I feel really, really comfy on the strategy side of things. Like that feels super comfy to me. And I was like, I can coach, I can do like the energy healer thing, I can do the mindset coaching, but I didn't have a structure or a framework for it. It was like very much coming from my own intuition, which is really powerful. But I was really craving that like almost like internal validation of like, I kind of know what I'm doing. Plus I'd like love to learn more and take this deeper. And so it's really been that for me. It's been validation that I do know what I'm doing, which is awesome, while also showing me other ways to do what I do in a fun and unique and more structured way. Like I love the facilitate spell books, because there's stuff in there that I would have never thought of. And I love like all of the calls, because I feel like all of the calls turn into coaching demo opportunities, even if it's not the coaching demo call. Like I love seeing how other people do things too, because I'm such a like learn by observation kind of person. So that's been really cool too. And it's made me just feel a lot more confident on like supporting my clients with mindset, energy, spirituality, like those deeper, tougher things that come up. Cause in my coding, mist and depths is my lowest. So like, it's kind of challenged me and also like made me more comfortable with diving into that realm. So I'm super excited to do a mist and depths course.
Naturally, I want to know all the courses that you are inspired or looking at taking yes. as your certification path evolves.
I'm pretty sure I know if you want me to share them.
Tell us.
Okay. So I already did the SMCC mind crafting, which was awesome. Loved that. That was super fun. I use that all the time now. I love the recode method and logical levels of change. Those are like my two that are very much my jam. And then for the courses that I'm going to pick, I'm also going to do chrono mapping because that seems super fun. And I just feel like I just want to experience that. So I'm going to do chrono mapping for Wind and Chaos, for Flame and Expression. This one has been really hard for me. But I feel like archetypes and shadow divination is comfy for me. So I'm going to push myself out of my comfort zone and not pick that one. And I'm going to do astrobiology, which I know Vicky is super happy about. And then mist and depths, I'm going to do, I think, astral adventures and healing, I think. Yeah. Because I feel like some of the Akasha stuff is like natural for me when I am really tapped in. But like, I feel like the whole like healing exploration will be really beneficial to me, just like as myself. And then also for me to like support my clients with doing some of that deconditioning and dismantling work. And then for matter and knowing, I'm going to do, I think, the biology of manifestation. So all of Vicky's babies, basically, right?
Mine and Joe's babies. Yeah. Oh man, how exciting. And Lexi's babies. I feel, yeah, the three of us all like gave babies out into the world together. There is such excitement in my veins right now. I'm pumped for you. I want to know. Okay, so you're challenging yourself by steering away from your natural tendencies of archetypal work. If you've been reading tarot for years, archetypes is like, that's a natural jam.
I'm also like Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, like all of those like personality test thingies. I'm like super knowledgeable and I love them.
And you're not afraid of the shadow either. So I low bow to you, honestly, for going beyond and stretching into the comfort, outside of the comfort zone. Rest assured, I'm going to like make sure you're comfy there. Like any of the courses, any of the embodied spell books take us to a place where we are needing to ask ourselves some pretty like deep questions. So I'm really excited for your journey. The fact that I get to be a cheerleading witness. I'm like, yes. Oh, I don't even know where to go. Lexi, take over before I ramble in my excitement.
Yeah. Okay. Because every single one of those courses actually has like the highest component of mist and depths to them, which is so interesting because you're saying that that is your forgotten realm. But by the end of this experience, you are going to feel so competent and confident with this. And I'm just really excited for you because each one of those, like, even for example, chrono mapping, yes, it is wind and chaos, aka, for those of you who aren't familiar with the realms, it's a mental and mindset course. However, the next like second realm is mist and depths, which is the emotional and spiritual dimension. And so also chrono mapping and astral adventures and healing are like beautiful companion courses. And maybe Vicky, you can speak to this more, but like, oh my gosh, I'm geeking out over here because I'm in my visionary seeing the future of you and your work. And I'm like, holy shit, I know what you do is so powerful now, but you're going to just be able to traverse just such deep waters with your clients and like take them in so many different, different directions with whatever they come to you with. So, I'm pumped.
I'm excited. I feel like this is relevant to share. My moon is in Cancer and it like gets very overshadowed by my Aries rising and Leo sun. So I feel like that like Cancer moon is kind of calling me to be like, hey, pay attention to me. Like I'm a part of you too. And I feel like this will help me do that.
Okay. Can we do another episode? Upon your graduation?
Of course, yeah.
Like what happened during you traversing those territories, those dimensions? Okay, yes, please. Let's lock that in.
That will be super fun. I feel like every student episode we've been doing, we're like, okay, and now we have to do one like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, just to hear a little bit more about the journey. No, this is all so incredible. And gosh, I feel like there are so many more questions that I have. So it's good that we're going to book in another episode. It's happening in the future. So we can feel like we can get all the Juliana magic. The last question I have for you right now is, what has been your greatest hashtag confetti toss so far inside of Taboo, and knowing that you've really just begun your journey and there's so much left, but up to this point, what would you say is your biggest celebration so far?
I doubled my prices and actually like felt confident and embodied in it. Yeah. That's like an internal one, but I think that was huge for me.
That's amazing. And can you speak a little bit more to that? Because a lot of times in the industry, I think there's like, well, just raise your prices and then you can like make more money. No,
I can definitely speak to this. I feel like pricing, and I mean, I speak with my clients about this all the time. Pricing needs to be energetically aligned, because if you don't feel embodied in your price, like it's easy for you to like say, yes, this is what I charge. Like, I mean, I believe it's going to be really hard for you to attract clients who are going to pay that price if you're out of alignment with your pricing, because there's going to be weird energy there. And also, like, if you don't believe you're worthy of that pricing or deserving of that pricing, until you do that work to work on those beliefs and make yourself believe that and like feel more empowered and embodied in it, you're going to go into some like self-sabotaging spirals. And so, I mean, I think this has like two sides to it, because I feel like people price higher than what feels comfortable a lot of the time, because the industry is so much like raise your prices, double your prices, like without actually looking at like what that does to our nervous systems and like our belief system and our energy and like all of that. But then I also see people who are pricing lower than what they really want to, because there's like an imposter syndrome or like confidence thing there that they're working through. So I always tell people, like the way that I guide my clients through this is saying, pick the price that first pops into your head and then double check with that. It should feel a little bit stretchy, but not like a snap. So like I use the analogy of a rubber band a lot, where it's like, if you have a rubber band, you're stretching it, and stretching it is good because that causes you to grow out of your comfort zone. But there's a point where you stretch it so much that it snaps. And like when that snap comes in, that's where we're going to feel really dysregulated and like start self-sabotaging and like manifesting all these situations where we're like destroying ourselves and our business because we don't feel in alignment with that pricing.
Again, words basically like right out of my mouth. I so agree with that, like 100%. And it is so energetic. And I think that, like you're saying, like anyone can go and raise their prices. I can charge $2 billion, right? Yeah. Like I'd be like, my coaching's $2 billion for 5 minutes. And like, that's my pricing. Wow, maybe that will be. It feels good in my butt. No, it doesn't. But energetically, like actually hold that and say that to a potential client, and to then have the client say yes from a place of like true embodied yes, and then to carry out that container, because it's not just like them saying yes, it's the carrying out, because people can still say yes to something that's maybe energetically out of alignment, but then what happens like in the container can feel wonky if you don't feel like you can hold that either. Mm-hmm. So I love that you're celebrating the fact that you've doubled your prices, and with not just, oh, I've doubled my prices, but I energetically feel so congruent and confident about that. So I think that that's such a huge celebration. So celebrating you big time. Yeah, of course. So to wrap this up, where can people find you? Where can they learn more about the Roar Method and hang out with your provocateur?
The best place to start would be my quiz, because I'm changing up my social media stuff right now. So my quiz, it's super fun. Brandauthorityarchetype.com. And it'll kind of like give you some insight to how you most naturally and authentically stand out and sell.
Amazing. I love it. We will put that in the show notes. And thank you so much for being here, for sharing strategy, soul, all the above. You are incredible. And we cannot wait for episode or part two, I should say. So yeah. Thanks, Juliana. We thank love you. You.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you love most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping, then you can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDangelo. And also on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDangelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.